Oh, yeah, take it off, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No bra, pink shirt. Just call me Tanya.
I put on a bra like literally seconds before we got on the call earlier.
Have you seen that's all they say about her on Reddit? Is her pink shirt and no bra. Yeah. Oh, also in that she's like Satan herself.
She's a fucking piece of trash. And there's the Peter. Boing. Welcome to Mouthy Broadcast, everyone. Hi, I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Peter.
You sound like Butthead.
I'm Lauren. I'm a woman. I like sex and pegging. That's what my boyfriend says I sound like on this show.
God, it's like
he may never listen again because that might be all he.
Because you're pegging him too hard.
Yeah.
He's going to be embarrassed to listen to it. Like, oh my God.
Pegged him so hard. I like got shit stuck in his ear canals. What? I don't think those connect. I don't know.
Well, you made him connect.
That's right. Mm. He took it good. He's a good. Yeah. Okay. We're going to stop.
He's going to hate all of us.
Yeah. Not just me. I'm not going to hate you.
Yeah, I'm sure he will eventually. Everybody hates me.
I'm staying out of this.
I'm just burning bridges this year, you guys. I'm just fucking killing it. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You all right? Fuck you. So yeah, I'm awake, barely.
This just in, podcasting invented by Satan.
I mean, I think we all knew that. Have you listened to podcasts?
Call us at 757-541-CUNT and tell us if you agree.
Oh, we did get a voicemail.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Can you play that shit for us?
You know what? I gotta hook up a thing. Tell us about that article that you found because I didn't get a chance to read it, and also I'm lazy.
Well, here's the other thing. I didn't really read it either because I saw it and it made me mad. Because here's the title of the article. Why you should never, ever, use crocheted tampons.
What?
Yes. So, first of all, why are you going to put never, ever in a news headline? That's like journalism 101. You omit unnecessary words. You don't need an adverb up in there.
Well, because it's the internet and there's no professional journalism anymore.
This is on Forbes. This is from Forbes.com.
Yeah, but like even Forbes, it's like, it's all like, you know, opinion articles and shit these days. It's bullshit.
The article says it should go without saying, but there are some things that should probably still be bought from a store rather than upcycled. Items for controlling menstrual periods like tampons. Yeah. I agree. The FDA regulates tampons. And it says a minority of people seem unconcerned by this and prefer to DIY their own tampons from yarn.
No.
Why? No. I don't think anybody is doing this. I don't think anybody is actually doing this. I think that if they are doing it, it's a joke. Like, hey, look, I crocheted a tampon. Let's use it as a tea cozy, you know?
Right.
Just like that fucking vagina candle that everybody was going nuts over.
Oh, the Gwyneth Paltrow vagina candle?
Right, right.
I was just going to ask, is this a goop thing?
It doesn't seem to be a goop thing, but I mean, the vagina candle doesn't smell like a vagina. The title of it is, this candle smells like my vagina, which is fucking hilarious.
It kind of is, yeah.
It's hilarious, but because it was from Gwyneth Paltrow, everybody's like, oh, which, I mean, sure. I don't know that I'm going to display a candle, like, in my office for everybody to see, titled, This Candle Smells Like My Vagina.
But, you know. So I could just get one, like, one of my regular scented candles or something, and just,
and just write fresh, that on there. Yeah.
Yeah, this candle smells like my vagina.
I think the description of it said it was, like, vanilla, caramel, and whimsy. Something dumb like that.
Fuck you.
It said something ridiculous.
Whimsy.
I don't know. It wasn't quite that ridiculous, but it was pretty bad.
You know what? It's fine. I'm sure it was just terrible. It's Gwyneth Paltrow. Fuck that bitch. There's a Netflix show that she has now that's like,
yeah,
something, and
Goop Labs.
Yeah, and I just kind of wanted to punch the show in the face. But there's also part of me that like wants to watch it just for the cringe factor.
Well, I didn't. I haven't watched it or anything, but something that I saw about it was an article on like Reductress or something, and it said the thing that's most angering about Goop Labs is that it's actually practical. Like, they were saying part of it is, like, it's kind of self-aware, like, it's making fun of itself, but then also showing, like, things that people go through. I don't know. I didn't read that article either. I'm just talking out of my ass. But here's the description of This Candle Smells Like My Vagina. With a funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautiful unexpected scent, this candle is made with geranium, citrus bergamot, and cedar absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose and ambrette seed to put us in mind of fantasy seduction and a sophisticated warmth. Right. Oh, I made up whatever the hell I said it smelled like before.
I liked yours better, to be honest. Go ahead.
This candle is $75.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I mean, that was what turned me off of it. It's like, if you were going to sell that kind of scented candle for like $25 even, it's a joke. It's funny. Like, it would be a fun like gift to buy for somebody that you didn't know what to get them for $25. $75, you can go fuck yourself. No candle smells that fucking good. The vagina smells that fucking good.
Just put your fan in front of your vagina and squat down.
I mean, I do that all the time. I do that for free. I don't need a fucking candle.
So I'm looking back at this tampon article. Mm-hmm. And all it does is, like, quote the CDC about toxic shock syndrome, or not the CDC, I don't know, FDA or somebody. It's quoting somebody about toxic shock syndrome, talking to some gynecologist. It's not showing any proof that people are actually using this shit. Then it just says,
just making shit up for.
They can be found on Etsy. Sure, they can be found on Etsy, probably as a fucking joke. Like, come on.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Obviously, like, using a crocheted tampon is fucking stupid. Would you use a crocheted maxi pad?
I don't feel like the feeling of yarn on my vagina. But I'm not going to judge somebody for using a reusable pad. I mean, we use Thinks.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, same kind of thing. I mean, I don't think that yarn or wool or whatever else you crochet with is gonna feel nice in my underpants.
I used wool. It's all scratchy,
you know. Wool is super absorbent though.
Like, it is.
You jump in the ocean in wool and you stay warm, and
you know what, I think you sold me. I'm gonna fucking crochet just a wool maxi pad.
No, just start using wool socks.
Okay, that sounds,
you
know,
back in the day when they used to have like the pads with the belt and all that.
Yeah.
They used to, like, I remember hearing something in a book I read, which was probably written by a modern lady, but the book talked about how, you know, some girl was away at camp or something and her period came and she didn't have anything to use but a sock. So she used socks.
Gross.
I know, right? It's disgusting.
Ugh.
I guess, but you know, you used to wash out the rags that you used for those back in the day.
I mean, yeah, it's really not that much different than Thinks. I think my biggest fear is that if I put one, like, you'd almost have to like put Velcro on it or some shit to keep it from sliding
just
out.
Slide all over the place.
Yeah,
yeah, that'd be gross if it went up your butt crack.
And like, it's a sanitary issue at that point, you know.
Right. Yeah, because you can't go back to front.
Yeah.
Can't go back to front. That's just, you know, all kinds of infections waiting to happen.
Peter's reactions, his face, worth the dollar for Patreon in this episode. Like, I'm learning way too much.
That's all common sense. There's not a lot to learn.
You would think, but I mean, if there's an article about crocheted tampons, you know, I feel like somebody's probably done it. There had to have been somebody who did it, but I don't think it's as widespread as like what this article is trying to sound like. You know what I mean?
And
I think
they're talking about why they're saying that people are doing it for like environmental reasons and stuff, but there are like the Diva Cup and
yeah,
all those other things. If people are concerned about the environment, that's what they're using. Yeah. They're not crocheting their own, you know, cooch plugs.
But I think it also only takes like one person to like make that dumb thing and put it on Etsy. And then somebody sees it and like, oh, I never thought about that. I'm going to fucking do this because I'm stupid.
I just feel like it's all a joke. Like, you know, people crochet little things that look like food. Nobody's eating that. Just because it exists doesn't mean that somebody's eating it.
You would hope. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of articles like that that somebody just needed some content.
Yeah.
Like, I need to write something to get my $50 for an article this week, and I'm going to make something up. I saw this thing, and I'm going to make up a fucking article and see who gets fucking, you know, twisted up about it. I've seen so many people share articles that are like, millennials are offended at blah, blah, blah. No, they're not. I don't fucking care. Shut up. Just the fact that you're talking about it is pissing me off more than anything else. So
they have this shirt on the Goop website, and it says, it's just a white t-shirt, black font. It's only a vulva. Great shirt, right?
Okay.
$55.
Get the fuck out.
What the hell is this shit funding? Like,
buying people new vagina smells.
Well, it's like Kanye. Kanye sells like plain white shirts for like $100 on his website.
Yeah, who is buying any of this shit?
Somebody has to be. Or he wouldn't be selling it anymore, you know what I mean?
Oh, this bitch has a podcast. Fuck them. What are you talking about on your podcast that's so important?
I mean, what are we talking about that's so important?
We're talking about your website. Let's stop giving them attention.
Yes.
Let's stop right freaking now. We're not going to talk about them. Right meow.
Let's talk about us. We have this voicemail. I got that shit hooked up.
You get it hooked up?
Yeah. So somebody called in, and they refused to give me their fucking name. They want to be fucking cryptic about it.
Okay, that's fine.
So I guess Sasquatch called in. Mystery cryptozoology called in with this voicemail for us.
Hey, Matthew Broadcast. I just have a quick question for y'all. I've been listening for a while, and this is always, you know, something I've always wondered about. But where did Jenny, Lauren, and Peter meet, and how did they decide to make a podcast together? Thanks. Take care.
We met at an orgy.
Yeah, I was pegging Peter, and Jenny walked by, and I was like, you two are going to make my podcast great again. No, that's not what happened. We didn't meet in an orgy.
So I think I met Lauren through mutual friends, her boyfriend, mutual friends.
But it was over Facebook. We bonded over the honey badger.
Yes.
You guys remember these Randall's animals? I think Randall is still making some YouTube videos and stuff. He narrates nature videos. And there was this video of a honey badger, and it's just this sassy gay guy like, ew, what is he doing? He's eating a snake. Oh, my God. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Oh, this is a honey badger. He just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And we just started commenting on this video back and forth together. And it was kind of like a love at first sight.
Friendship was bonded over the honey badger.
Yeah. And then we got to meet in person Kayla's a couple times. Time. The first time I met you, you wore a honey badger shirt, and you were like, I wore this because I knew I was going to meet you.
Yes.
And it was great.
I was trying to impress you. I guess it worked.
You did. Like, and I was like, this girl's too cool to be my friend. Like, I'm busy trying to impress everybody.
That's not true. I think I still have that shirt. Like when I was moving and I was getting rid of shirts, I was like, I can bring myself to get rid of this one, even though I haven't worn it in like forever. I couldn't do it. Yeah.
And yeah, then just through mutual friends, we hung out in person a few times. And then Jenny was like, I'm starting a podcast. Mm-hmm. I want you to come on sometimes.
Yeah, because this was when, you know, we were doing, back in the beginning, we had like 6 or 7 different people that would just like occasionally, it was like a rotating cast of whoever was available at the time. And then like whenever you were in town or just whenever we felt like it, like, okay, Lauren's going to be on this week, you know? So, and then, you know, next thing you know, I just staged a coup and brought you on as my co-host.
Well, and I think you and Peter knew each other the whole time, I believe.
I think I've known Peter about the same amount of time. Like, cause we met in 2010,
11. 10 or 11 sounds right for me and you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was already living in Fredericksburg. I wasn't in Virginia Beach anymore. And it was right around the time that Bob's Boneyard became a thing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So I've known Peter, I guess, through mutual friends also. One of my best friends moved down to Florida several years ago. And I, how do you know them, Peter?
Apparently I popped up on Twitter. There used to be like people in your area that might interest you or something.
Back when Twitter was like Tinder or something.
Yeah. So I popped up on their list of people in your area and they followed me and we started talking. We're like, oh, you know, you're cool, you're funny. And then
that was back when Twitter was like almost like a chat room. Like everybody just kind of talked to each other and had conversations. It wasn't all like political and people yelling at each other and shit.
Yeah. And then I think like, you know, conversations happened between the mutual friends and us. And then I was like, oh, hey, she seems cool too.
Yeah. And I'm not. So sorry.
Then several years later, when you decided to restructure the podcast, you asked if I wanted to come on. I was like, I've never done that before, but okay.
Just do it! I think that's how I responded. Just do it.
And that's when I met Peter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've met you both in person since then also.
Yes.
Yes.
I think both. I finally met you, like, was it 2 years ago? No, 3. I think it's been 3 years now.
Yeah. You met me when I first moved into my apartment, and that was 3 years ago.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, because we came down to Florida, like, on vacation in 2017. So that was in February.
I met Peter 2 years ago.
Ah.
When you Florida.
Also, yeah, you went to Florida for Disney.
Yeah.
Kids.
We met at the Lego store in Disney Springs. And then we got burgers. And then we did the Void. The Star Wars Void.
That was like the escape room or something, right?
It's an augmented reality experience. Like, ooh. It's like being in a video game.
Yeah, it's virtual reality thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's one that opened up about an hour from here that I really want to go to soon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And they're going to have a Ghostbusters experience soon.
Oh. Yeah. I want to do that one.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I love Star Wars, mm-hmm. but something about, like, when you say Ghostbusters, I'm like, no, that's my shit. Like, that, if there was a Harry Potter world one.
I can't remember. Let me check what they've got going on right now. They probably are developing a Harry Potter one if they don't have one already.
They have a Wreck-It Ralph one now, which is cool if you're into that.
I did the Rectum Ralph one. That's different. And also it was a porn. And I remember you guys talking about this before. It was like, it was kind of expensive, but
yeah.
But if it's a cool enough experience, like I can kind of see doing it like you kind of have to do it once if you have the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Haley and I were talking about this yesterday when we were hanging out, and like, there's a thing, I can't even remember what it is, but it's similar to like the breakthrough room that we did, or the breakout anger room, or whatever the fuck it was called. It was something like that. And it was somebody invited me to go do that once, and I was like, yeah, I'm into that, you know, and then I looked at how much it was going to cost, and it was something ridiculous, like $50 an hour or something, and I was like, no, I'll go do a fucking escape room again before I do that, because, of, you know, escape room is like $25 a person for an hour. Like, it's tough to figure out, like, what the balance is of, like, what am I willing to spend on, like, an experience?
So at the Void right now, the one, at least the one near me, they have a Jumanji room, Avengers Damage Control, virtual reality experience.
Ooh, I want to do that.
Star Wars Secrets of the Empire, and one called Nicodemus, Demon of Evanishment. It's an original theme.
Oh, okay.
It's not based all on right. any other intellectual
properties. Is that in, like, DC or something?
It's at Tyson's Corner.
Ah, yeah, okay.
McLean. So basically DC.
Yeah. I got you. Shit. You want to do that? I'll drive up sometime.
Yeah, if you want to come up.
I mean, I keep saying I'm going to drive up sometime, and then I'm like, I got to do a thing.
If you've got a reason to go to DC, you know, then we'll make this part of it.
I do need to stop being a shit. I need to come up there and, like, hang out with you, and, like, we'll do some stuff and things and hang out.
Yeah, do some things.
Ruckus. I'll come up in the I'll come up in the summertime or something. We'll get some hot Carls again.
Yeah. So, Wreck-It Ralph and Ghostbusters are the other ones that they have listed.
Okay.
Well, so I don't know when they've got them. They might be different places, different times. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Shit. I was going to ask you something and I forgot because my brain is fried lately. I don't know what the hell is my problem.
It's because it's because you're writing so much.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. You're putting all that energy in there. It's good. Guess. You're channeling your energy where it needs to be.
I guess. You know what? Like, last night I thought about this. I was like, I'm actually kind of pissed at myself for not doing any writing or anything. Like, I did a little bit, like, 15-ish years ago. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I was in high school, I used to write all the fucking time. Yeah. And I feel like if I had kept up with it, I would have been a lot better than I am now.
Right.
You know, if I had, you know, fucking stayed in school and shit. Because it's been really rewarding. And I, like, I don't want to get all real talk and shit again, but, like, there was one day this week, and Lauren, you know what I'm talking about, but, like, I was just having a really fucking shitty day, and I came home and I started writing, and I was just like, it took me out of it completely. Maybe distraction is not the best way to deal with personal issues, but, you know, it helped me get away from what I was dealing with for a minute and, like, focus on something else, and it made me feel good that I was, like, producing something and, like, creating something, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, the sketch class that I'm doing, like, I can already tell that it's helped me with what I'm writing on the scripts, so, you know, maybe I just need to fucking keep doing it.
Yes, I don't absolutely.
Share it with anybody or do anything with it, like, I don't know, I need to keep doing this shit. I need to find, like, different ways to be creative other than, like, designing art things, because I'm just getting fucking tired of it. Quit my job and become a writer. I'm going to sit at Starbucks all day, write my screenplays. You know how it is.
Yeah, that could work. Why not? Just go after it. Live your dreams. Do you.
You're stupid.
Oh. Don't give up. Don't give up on those dreams. Don't give up. You could do this.
My dream is to actually have all you guys at an orgy one day. Peg both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give up on that dream? Or no. Like, should I give up on that dream?
No, okay. Of course not.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Good. Let's do this. I'm with it. I'm down.
Right. I'm down. Let's I'm do down. It.
Let's make our origin story a reality. Our fake origin story.
Yes.
Let's make it real. I mean, not that it was an origin, but let's just make it a thing.
Can we all wear masks, like, in Eyes Wide Shut?
And we have to have that creepy piano part from Eyes Wide Shut playing?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's required.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yes! Okay, this show just got awkward. Sorry.
So speaking of Eyes Wide Shut...
Tom Cruise.
No, I heard this thing about prostitutes recently.
What?
Yes, I heard this thing about prostitutes. Because, you know, there's some dead hookers.
They're all whores.
So somebody I know, not Boren, okay? It was not Boren.
Not Boren.
Somebody I know moved into...
Was it Bat?
No, wasn't Bat either. Somebody I know moved into a community for... people 55 and older.
Okay.
One of those, you know, senior living communities. And this person was moving out of her previous apartment complex. And the property manager loved her. And mm-hmm. they didn't want her to go. So when she told, you know, when she gave her notice of moving out and said where she'd be moving to, they were like, oh, you don't want to move into one of those 55 and older places.
What?
She said, well, why wouldn't I want to move into there? What are you talking about? Well, it's well known that prostitution is a problem in those places.
Wait, what?
It's
well old lady known. Hookers?
It's well known that prostitution is a problem in 55 plus communities. Well known, have you?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not just a rumor heard from another person who said it. It's a known fact.
I'd say that's a benefit, not a problem.
Right.
But she was trying to, the property manager was trying to warn that, you know, there could be a lot of problems going on, you know, a lot of police activity or other issues. So the best part about this is when my friend moved in to her new place, what should her name be? Because this will get hard.
Sally.
Yeah. So when Sally moves in, there's nothing. And Sally's a spring chicken compared to these folks that she's moving in with. You know, Sally's in mid 50s. All right.
I was going to say, like,
just barely makes the 55 plus.
Right. 55 is really not that old.
Nah.
Like,
nah.
When I think of like a retirement community kind of thing, I'm thinking mm-hmm. like 70, 65, 70.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, but the age limit on this place is 55. So like Sally mm-hmm. barely makes the cutoff, you know, hot young thing, hot young number. Everybody in there is like
jailbait.
Yeah, that's right.
Old lady jailbait.
Everybody there is like 92. All right? They ain't getting around nothing is what we're thinking when Sally first moves in. After long, I mean, it's motherfucking Melrose Place now that she knows what's going on around there. No evidence of prostitution, but STDs going all around.
Oh, my God.
Who's whose booty call, who's whose fiance, you know, people get into cat fights over men. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
It's a dangerous world out there.
It's like high school all over again.
It is. It's like Mean Girls, but with old people.
On Wednesdays, do they wear pink?
I think on Wednesdays, they drink prune juice and play bingo. There's definitely a bingo day. There's a bus that takes them out, you know, to like Walmart once a week. You know, they get mm-hmm. their little shopping trips in.
Now I'm picturing like Saul Goodman, like administering the bingo.
Yes. Yes. That kind of thing. It's there. So true story. We moved her in. And there was karaoke happening.
Oh. Were they singing like I'm Too Sexy?
They were singing
Marvin Gaye.
This is terrible. This is terrible. I'm just gonna have to do it because this is what happened. The woman administering the karaoke, hosting the karaoke, if you will. Mm-hmm. So mind you, this is like 11 a.m. on a Monday, right?
Right.
She was not allowed to move in on a weekend. And she was not allowed to get the key until the office opened at noon. Mm-hmm. And we were all there ready to move her in at 10 a.m. And we just had to wait and wait and wait. Wow. So, they're, we get there and they're doing karaoke in the activity room, which is right in the lobby where we're waiting. And it was an older Asian lady that was singing. So no, that's right. She wasn't the, it was an older Asian lady, stereotypical accent. I'm not going to do it, but she was singing Take Me Home Country Road.
Oh my God. You just made this show problematic in my own imagination.
Just in your imagination. I'm not going to sing it.
I know.
Somebody else to sing it for you.
Like, it's happening in my head right now, and I'm very uncomfortable.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I know. It's happening in my head, too. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did this to you.
No, you're not.
Yeah. But it's been interesting. You know, to hear the stories coming out.
I bet
what's going on where with who. And
I kind of want to know more about this. Like, I want this to be like a web series or something, like the continuing adventures of.
I'm a little
old lady.
There
high
are
school.
Some things I know. I'm a little hesitant to go a little too deep into some of the stuff.
Deep.
Deep in that old cobwebbed out pussy.
I was going to say.
I am kind of hesitant to go into some stories because I don't want to implicate anybody.
Because of the implication.
Because of the implication. But let's just say, you know, there's some drama.
All right. Well, tell us off air.
Okay.
And we'll figure out what
we can talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, oh, fuck it. I'll just tell something real quick.
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
Seriously, like, if you have any question about it, don't say it. Look, I think we have all learned this lesson the hard way multiple times. Like, take a moment to, you know, think about
it. I mean, they're all boomers. Nobody's listening to a podcast. It's not going to get back to anybody.
This
Grandpa,
be the one-
is this the place where you live? Some of their
that reminds me of a snatch I seen in 1942.
Oh, my God. Did I ever tell the World War II catheter story?
No, do it.
Dude, all right. I need to hear this. I'm not even removing this one from me. This is about my grandfather, okay? So my grandfather had a massive heart attack, was in the hospital. You know, deathbed stuff, okay? And total hilarity, right? his girlfriend was there. Yeah, he had this girlfriend for the last few years of his life. Nobody liked her because, you know, nobody likes their grandfather's girlfriend.
Or she's like a gold digger?
No. She was the same age as him. She was, you know, they were old. They lived in the 55 plus community, and that's where they met after, like, my
was she a whore?
We used to say that, yeah, but I don't know. She was an old fucking lady. I don't know. Anyway.
You're like, I don't want to think about it.
This lady, her husband had died right around the same time as my grandmother, and they sought companionship from each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she was like annoying and obnoxious. Nobody liked her. That was, you know, she just was opinionated and loud and like inserted herself in the family, and it was like, what are you doing here? You know. So anyway, and the point was, my grandfather's in the hospital after a massive heart attack. He had a catheter. And the girlfriend's there in front of my, you know, my, I actually was not there, but other grandchildren were there. My uncles were there. You know, my mom, my aunts were there. And she's like looking at the colostomy bag. Is that what it's called when it's on a catheter? Anyway, looking at the pee collection bag. And she's like,
that's it. Yeah.
Oh yes. They had to give you a catheter. Hmm. I put in hundreds of those when I was a nurse during the war. And then my uncle
story.
My uncle goes, that's exactly what he wants to hear. How many cocks you handled during the war?
Well, maybe that's why he's with her, because hundreds. She knows how to fucking handle one.
I put in hundreds of catheters during the war.
She's just doing her part.
That's right. That's right. Everybody had to do their part back then.
Mm-hmm.
She had to handle the cock.
America. It's like Rosie the Riveter, but
but with a cock. That's what Rosie. That's how Rosie the Riveter built up her biceps. Handling all them cogs.
We can do it. Yeah.
Catheters. Sure. I love how I wouldn't tell the other story that was very far removed from me, but then I just straight up was like, oh yeah, this happened with my grandfather and his girlfriend. Whatever, it's my grandfather. I can tell it.
Exactly. Exactly. You know. Old people cocks. It's the subject of the day.
How about this candle smells like your grandfather's balls? Would you display that candle in your house?
Yes.
Like, that's the thing. There's less of a stigma with a candle that says this candle smells like your grandfather's balls than this candle smells like my vagina.
That's because to me, that's actually in a way it sounds funny. Like my grandpa's balls is different than like my vagina. Like, but number one, vagina sounds like very like clinical almost. Like if it said my snatch, I think that would be funnier. My cunt. This candle smells like my cunt,
but then in parentheses, fresh out of the shower. You know, and I just sent it with like Dove body wash and Coochie shave lotion.
Right.
Peter, how about you though? Would you display a candle that said this candle smells like my balls?
It depends whose balls.
This candle smells like the stuff underneath my uncircumcised foreskin.
Smegma candle.
No.
But I mean, I could just.
But the point is, Peter, it doesn't smell like anybody's balls. It's got its own scent. But the title of the candle, would you display that candle in your home that said, this candle smells like my balls?
Probably.
It's like your metaphorical balls. See,
it's
not the actual.
This is a gender thing. This is a gender thing. I think I kind of have to applaud Goop, except why the hell are you selling it for $75? That shit was $20. People would buy it.
That's what I'm saying. Like at $20,
I wouldn't buy it for $20. I'd buy it for $10 with $5 shipping. But
it's sold out, so people are buying it.
Somebody's got money to fucking burn.
Yeah, like, it's Gwyneth Paltrow's fucking rich friends.
And for $20 or $25, like I would send that to you, like as a birthday gift, like because it'd be fucking hilarious.
Yes.
Like I don't know that I'd buy it for myself, but it would be fun to like like sending somebody a bag of dicks, you know?
Yes.
Like that kind of thing.
Yes.
Like it's silly and stupid, and that's probably where people are spending the $75 on this shit. It's like this will be funny. I'm gonna send this to my friend as a joke. So
that's right.
That and the guy from Coldplay.
That's probably true. She probably sent it to him like as a joke, like, remember what this smelled like?
I'm glad we brought that back full circle.
It
pleases me.
Full circle. Yeah, we gotta wrap this up, you guys. Mm-hmm. Like a dirty dick. Wrap it up. Hey, we're Mouthy Broadcast. We're mouthybroadcast.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. At Mouthy Broadcast. And if you want to donate $1, get the video and bonus content on Patreon. We're on there too. Call us 757-541-CUNT. We'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Later. Also, thanks again for that voicemail. Call us and we'll play you too.
This candle smells like my butt.
I would display that for sure.